Let's see, we are continuing tonight on Nun Alpha on base 51B at the Gemara, about 8-9 lines up from the bottom. Tan Rabban on Dvarim Shebein Beishayim Beisela Besuda. So the thought, again, the Mishnah spoke about a number of distinctions in the halachic rulings between Beishayim and Beisela when it comes to halachos of a meal. So the Gemara says, Beishayim Omer Mavarech Al Yom Ba'achah Mavarech Al Yayim. So the first item that the Gemara, that the Mishnah mentioned was, according to Beishayim, when you make Kiddush, first you make the bracha on the day. So for example, let's use Shabbos as the example. So if you look at Shabbos, let's say our Kiddush. So we have first Vayichulu, talk about Friday night, then the Bracha Bari Pri Agafen, and then the Bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. According to Beis Shammai, really you should first make Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Hagafen. Why? Shahayom Gorin Liyayin Shiyabo, because first of all, it's the day, it's Shabbos that is causing you to drink wine. Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Va'adan Yayin Loba. Furthermore, it's already Shabbos. So Beis Shammai is really advancing two ideas. Number one, it is the day, it is Shabbos that is what brings, so to speak, the wine. It's the obligation for Kiddush that creates the obligation for wine. And number two, by the time you're making Kiddush ready, it's already Shabbos. So you put both of those two things together, and therefore, again, Beis Shammai says it makes more sense to make the bracha first on the Kadesh HaShabbos, and then the bracha of Hagafen. Beis Hillel says no, you should first make the bracha of Hagafen, and then afterwards you should make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. By the way, the same applies to Yom Tov. I'm just using Shabbos as the example. Why these? What was Beis Hillel's logic? Shayayin gorim lekedusha shete amar. Because first of all, again, it is the wine that causes Kiddush to be said. In other words, Kiddush is said over wine. So it's the wine that causes the Kiddush to be recited. Shene amar. Another thing is, furthermore, again, you have two brachas, the bracha of Kiddush Mekadesh HaShabbos and the bracha of Hagafen. So in general, whenever you have two things that you're not sure which one to do first, we look at the one that occurs with greater frequency. We call that the concept of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodim. If something is common or frequent and something is infrequent, the frequent item always takes precedence. Therefore, Hagafen is made more often than Mekadesh HaShabbos. And therefore, the bracha of Hagafen should go first. So the Gemara says, good. The halacha follows Beis Hillel. So we'll get to that in just a second. The Gemara says, my davar acher. What does it mean when the Gemara says davar acher? Another thing. And then the Gemara introduces tadir b'sheno, tadir tadir kod. And the chitema, hasam tarti v'hacha chado. So maybe, you know, looking at the arguments of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, you would say, listen, Beis Shammai brings two arguments to support his position. And Beis Hillel only brought one, to which the Gemara says, "Hachanami tartininu berchasayin tadira uberchasayim ena tadira tadir v'shino tadir tadir kodim." So ultimately, again, the Gemara says Beis Hillel is also bringing two pieces of logic to support his position. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both bringing two proofs to their position. But yet the Gemara says, "V'halacha kidiver Beis Hillel." The halacha follows Beis Hillel. Now we'll say this is actually important because this is halacha lemaisis. So we know, in other words, a little anticlimactic for us. We know the halacha follows Beis Hillel because we know what we do every Friday night by Kiddush. We say Vayechulu, the introductory psukim, then we say Hagafen, the bracha on Yayin, and then only afterwards the Berchas Hayom, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So we pass in like Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, Pshita. It's obviously pass in like Beis Hillel. Why? Daha Nafka Baskol. So remember again, the Gemara Masechas Erevin, Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechas Erevin that says that a Baskol, a heavenly voice, came out and said that the halacha always follows Beis Hillel. So of course the halacha follows Beis Hillel. What is the Chiddush? So as possible, maybe this discussion took place before the Baskol, the heavenly voice came out. Or perhaps, no, it even happened after the Baskol, top of Nun Beis 52a, for Rabbi Yeshua. And our Gemara reflects the view of Rabbi Yeshua. Because what does Rabbi Yeshua say? To Amar Ein Mashgichen Bebaskol. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not pay attention to heavenly voices when it comes to deciding matters of halacha. So this in general is an incredible idea. It's actually interesting. This concept is found in this week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, V'atu Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach Kirin Yira. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you except to revere Him, to serve Him, to fear Him? So the Gemara learns from this, Hakol Bidei Chos Mi'Hashem, everything in the hands of heaven except for Yira Shemayim, which literally means fear of heaven. What it means on a more global level is HaKadosh Baruch Hu predetermines everything. The one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not predetermine ultimately, again, is your ruchnius, is your spirituality. That is up to you to decide. That is up to you to decide. So interestingly enough, the Gemara suggests over here, that's why according to Rabbi Yoshua, for example, we don't listen to a bas kol when it comes to halacha. Because again, halacha is decided again over here in this world by Klal Yisrael. It is not by a bas kol. So even if there was a bas kol that came out and said halacha always follows Beis Hillel, we do not listen to that. So the Gemara is about to say, second line from the top, Nun Beis Madal 52a. I have, sorry, Beis Hillel, the Berech Hashem Adifa. Do Beis Hillel really hold that the bracha of the day Mechadash HaShabbos should take precedence over Hagafen? That time we learned, Hanichnas LeBeis Hillel Matzei Shabbos Mavarech Aliyan V'ala Ma'ar V'ala B'samim V'yachakach Omer Havdala. So remember again, we learned in the Braisa that if a person walks into his house on Matzei Shabbos, he should make the bracha of Hagafen, then Borei Ma'ar Ha'ish, then Borei Minei B'samim, and then the bracha of Hamavdil, Hamavdil Ben Kol Shechol. V'im Eino Ela Kos Echad. What happens if, however, halacha lemaisa, a person is eating shalosh udis? They're about to bench, so now I have to bench, and I also have to say Abdallah, but I only have one cup. What should you do? Manicha la'achar ha'mazal, m'shalshin kulon la'acharov. You go ahead and you leave the cup until after benching, and then you go ahead and you make all of and you make all of the brachos that we just mentioned, ultimately, again, after benching. So the Gemara says, so m'shalshin kulon la'acharov. So the Gemara says, so what do you see from here? Now, ultimately, again, so you see from here that halacha l'maisa, the bracha of Hagafen is preceding, ultimately, the bracha of Havdalah. But according to Beis Shammai, we would say that generally the bracha of the Yom, which would, in this case would be Havdalah, should come before the wine. I v'hami ma'ad Beis Shammai. Maybe this is not Beis Shammai. Maybe it's a different opinion of Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, lo sa'adaitcha diktani ma'ar v'achakach b'samim. Now, because if you look at the order of the Braisa, the Braisa said, first you say borei ma'orei ha'esh, and then you say borei minei b'samim. Oman Shamus Lady Isle Hai Savaro, who is the one who holds that this is the proper order? Beishamai. Desanya Amrabi Hudolo Nechoku Beisham Beisila Alamazon Shabitrila Valdola Shibasof. Beisham Beisila don't disagree in the fact that in this case where you're using the one cup of wine, benching will be first and the bracha of Havdala is last. Alman Nechoku. So what do they argue about? Alamar Alabisamim. The order of Bore Ma'ore Ha'ish. And Borei Minei B'samim B'Shamai or B'Shamai say Ma'ar V'Achakach B'Samim. First you say the bracha, and again we're going to discuss why all of this is. But first you say Borei Ma'arei Eish, and then you say Borei Minei B'Samim. Beisila Omrim B'Samim V'Achakach Mar. Beisila on the other hand say first you say B'Samim, and then you say Borei Ma'arei Eish. I am Imai the B'Shamai Hivali V'Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know what's B'Shamai called Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Beisila Hivali V'Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Beis Hillel, ultimately, again, in accordance with the position of Rabbi Meir, to which the Gemara says, "Lo sa'adaitcha diktani hacha b'masnisin Beis Shammai omrim ner u'mazon b'samim b'havdala." Beis Shammai hold that the proper order is borei ma'orei ha'ish, benching. This is talking about where you're combining benching and havdala together, right? Ner mazon b'samim b'havdala. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, say ner u'b'samim mazon b'havdala. I have a hossam bebraisa katoni im eino elokos echod manichola achara mazon meshalshon kulna acharov. And we learned over there that it says that if you only have one cup of wine, you have to use it both for benching and for Abdullah. What do? You put all of the other brachas after benching, right? Shmamina debe shamahi, valibud rabbi huda. But still, again, we have a question because, again, now it seems to be contradictory because what seems to be happening over here is that by Kiddush, we're saying that Beis Shammai holds you first make the bracha of the day Mekadesh HaShabbos and then the wine. But yet, by Havdalah, it sounds like you make the bracha of Hagafen and then the bracha of Havdalah. So what's going on over here? Twitch the Gemara says, no, it's not a contradiction. Kasari Beis Shammai, Shaini Yule Yoma Me'afuke Yoma. This is very interesting. Beis Shammai will say that there's a difference between how you deal with the entering of the day, i.e. the beginning of Shabbos, versus the exiting of the day, i.e. Havdalah. What does this mean? Iyule Yoma, when the day is coming, Shabbos is beginning, Kama d'mekadmina le'adif. The sooner you can bring in Shabbos, the better. Afuki Yoma, when the day is leaving, i.e. Masi Shabbos, Kama d'me'acharina le'adif. Ultimately, the more you could delay it, the better. So that it should not appear, chas v'shalom, that Shabbos is that Shabbos is a burden. Now, what does this mean? So this is actually quite fascinating. So according to Beis Shammai, we're suggesting is as follows. Beis Shammai's general position is that when Kiddush, right? Kiddush Talocha is first you make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Hagafen. Beis Shammai advanced two reasons. Number one, it is Shabbos that is causing the wine, right? It's Shabbos that's causing me to drink the cup of wine. And number two, by the time I'm making Kiddush, it is already Shabbos. So using that same logic, the Gemara assumed that Halacha Lamaisa by Havdalah, Beis Shammai would hold the first there's the bracha of Baruch Hamavdal Ben Kol Deshachol, and then Hagafen. Yet we see that that's not the case. Even Beis Shammai agrees that it's Hagafen and then Baruch Hamavdal Ben Kol Deshachol. So why the distinction? To which the Gemara says, it's a fundamental distinction in the following. When Shabbos starts, we want to start Shabbos as quickly, as soon as possible. So therefore make the bracha of Kiddush Mekadesh HaShabbos before Hagafen. When Shabbos is ending, we want to delay the official departure of Shabbos as long as possible. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, we want to go ahead and first say the bracha of Hagafen, and then only afterwards the bracha of Baruch HaMavdil, they call the Shlachol, which is the official bracha of Havdalah. It's really beautiful. So the Gemara says, one second, the Savri Beis Hillel, so let's go to the Savri Beis Hillel. Let's finish up. Savri Beis Hillel, Berchas Mazon Tuna Kos. Does Beis Shammai hold that benching requires a kos? V'hotman, we learned, Balehem Yain La'achar Amazon. If, this is back to the Mishnah. If, let's say again, they finished eating, and then they brought out to the group, right? They brought out a cup of wine. In other words, they finished eating, and then a servant brings out a cup of wine. So the Gemara says, "V'im ein sham ela osa kos." And if that's the only cup of wine, Beis Shammai says, "Mevarich al yain v'acham mevarich al amazon." You make the bracha of hagafen, and then you bench. My love, the mevarich aleish v'shasile. Does that not mean you make hagafen and you drink it and then you bench? Lo, the mevarich iluye umanachle. No, what it means is you make the bracha, right? You make the bracha and you leave it, right? You make the bracha and you leave it. In other words, you make the bracha over the wine, right? You make the bracha over the wine and then you leave the wine for benching. So the Gemara says, one second. Va'omer mar ha-mevarich tzar shiyitom. But one second, the problem is if you make a bracha over the cup of wine, then what? Then you have to taste the cup of wine. So what's going on over here? To which the Gemara says, the timeline. No. According to Beis Shammai is, if you want to have a glass of wine after you finished eating, so you make the bracha on the wine, take a sip, and then bench over that cup of wine. But you can't do that. Va'omer mar, tamo pagmo. But again, if halach l'maisa, you taste from a cup of wine, you sip from a cup of wine, so then that cup is rendered what we call pagum. Pagum means literally, again, like stunted, or handicapped in some way. In other words, that it can no longer be used now for a kos shel bracha. To which the Gemara says, no, the time may be a day. No, the case is where you spilled a little bit of wine on your hand, so you're tasting it, but you're not drinking from the cup. Rather, you're just tasting what spilled onto your hand. So you're tasting the wine, but like this, the cup is not pagum. I have Amr Mar. But a cup used for birchas and also for benching needs a shear. And bepashtos, if you're spilling some of the wine on your hand, then you don't have the requisite shear. No, the case is where you have more than the shear in the cup of wine. But the Mishnah said you only have one cup of wine, to which the Gemara says, Trei lo havi umechad nafish. Now the case is where the cup of wine that I have, it has more than the requisite shear for one cup, but it doesn't have enough of a shear of shiurim for two cups. So therefore I can make the bracha, spill a little bit of wine onto my hand, taste that, and then use the rest of the kos for Berchas Hamazon. I b'ha Tanya b'chia. Beis Shammai mevarich al yain v'shasei v'achach mevarich Berchas Hamazon. I b'yet we learned Rabbi Chia said that Beis Shammai holds. You make, if you want to have a glass of wine after the meal before benching, you make a bracha on the wine, you drink it, and then you go ahead and you recite Berchas Hamazon. You bench. So what did the Gemara say? Rather, what do you suppose say? So again, according to that approach, Beis Shammai does not require a cup of wine for benching. To which the Gemara says, Ela trei tanoim v'li with the Beis Shammai. Rather, what you have to say is there are two different tanoim according to Beis Shammai. So apparently, again, there is a fundamental machlokas in the position of Beis Shammai. Does Beis Shammai require you to have a cup for Birkas Hamazon? That is a machloka. So I have to both say, Shkoyach, we'll stop over for today. I know we went a little bit quickly, but the Mirza will get to some great halacha l'maisa next week. A good Shabbos to everyone.